Hey, isn't it time for Rob to disappear for a while with no explanation? What's it been, a few weeks in a row of him actually showing up? And now, back to Rad Radio.
I got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Logan.
Hey, Logan.
Fair question. It was about this time yesterday. They went out of nowhere. We got word that Steve Mickelson wasn't going to be able to be part of today's Mix Picks sports show.
Oh, word?
Which we do every day at 10 a.m. and word. Which Dawn is even more shocked at, that it's popular, that people actually like it. You can watch it on Rad TV. It's on members.radradio.com. You can listen on the Rad Radio app in Sacramento. It's on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And honestly, when I heard that Steve was not going to be able to make it with 25 hours to go, I was like, I think we're just going to have to do classic Rad for an extra hour kind of thing, a whole hour.
Oh, more torture.
Nobody just wants me doing that. But hey. So that's why Logan wrote in and said, is there going to be a sports show? So many questions for the draft. Right, the NFL draft is tomorrow, and Steve will be back tomorrow. We're doing a special Mixed Pick sports show on Friday from noon to 3 to recap day one of the draft, the winners, the losers, the surprises, etc. But yes, there is a sports show today. Dawn's husband, Gary, once again join us. And producer Nick, who's in town for the rest of the week, is also going to sit in. That's in an hour on the Mixed Picks sports show.
Now on your normal program with you and Steve, the players are great. You know, you and Steve, it's just that it's sports. That it's that popular.
Right. Can you imagine, I mean, in America?
How much talk can you listen to?
Believe me, every day we wish the show was longer. Only in the abstract, because we both have real jobs that, you know, wish we could keep going and going and
oh, you
and
didn't
going.
Think about making this show an hour?
Oh, this show? No.
This show an hour and then the sports show
doesn't,
4 hours.
Doesn't seem like the right financial decision at this time. With Nick in town, that takes us all the way through Saturday. He will join us for the Ratterday show, which we're doing on Rad TV. So 3 hours uncensored from 6 to 9 Saturday morning. You can watch it live, but if you know I'm not getting up that early with you guys, it's fine. Lives on the membership site forever. Speaking of Rad TV, this morning at 11 a.m., the newest episode of the Probcast, my wife and I, just in this case, just kind of talking about what it's been like from her perspective over the last few months as I've replaced alcohol with an appetite, as she's watching me become a bigger man in every way.
I would imagine all the food she likes has been missing. Every time she goes to want something, it's gone. Rob! Ate it again!
Well, you'll have to watch the Probcast to find out. As long as we mention that, of course, we do have the Fat Rob line as well. That's available at radradio.com in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
No, really. It's a very funny caricature picture, a cartoony picture of me. We have mugs, and we have all the different shirts that are available, sweatshirts, tank tops, etc. Yes, the sizes run true. They don't run Rob's size. and that's available at radradio.com. Now, Aaron wrote in because we're about to play Master of Movies. And an hour ago, when we played Pressure Cooker for Foreigner tickets, I said, we're coming up at 9 a.m. will be your next chance to win. And I said, and for some reason, I don't know what I was thinking. I said, Master of No. I said, no, it's not a new game. Because I was wondering, is it Master of Movies or Treble Trouble? So I said, Master of No. I was going to say Treble. No, we already did Treble Trouble. So that's how it
right,
came out.
Yeah, yeah.
So Aaron wrote in and said, Master of No? Huh. My wife would be great at that game.
Master. Master of Movies. I'm feeling you lies.
Oh, God.
Twisting your brain for a really cool prize. Action adventures like my comedy. Just take the film and you'll reign supreme. You're a movie master. Movie master.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
That's what happened. That's what we mean. I do say no whenever I want to.
Two things you got to learn, man. We can say no, and we're right.
And you can't say no, by the way.
No, and you're never right.
Feeling love.
That is love.
We have a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. Oh, if you win those, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing on Friday morning. Oh, you know what? I haven't mentioned this yet. Because as part of us doing the Mixed Pick show on Friday from noon to 3, you're going to get an hour of bad radio on Friday morning.
That's right.
Brandon's going to take over at 9 a.m.
Oh, wow.
And Nick's still going to be here as well, so that this way I can do some extra prep to get ready for the 3-hour show kind of thing. So Nick will be around. He won't be like in the co-captain. I don't know how.
The boss will be gone.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. But things are about to get cray-cray.
So but during it's when bad radio is on Friday from 9 to 10 that the actual drawing will be held for you to be upgraded to the front row. We usually put Dawn in the hot seat to disappoint someone.
So, damn, no.
I don't know if we want to have producer Nick do that because I really like embarrassing Dawn
more. Right, because Nick will take pleasure in disappointing someone.
Oh, I would
someone.
Love it.
Good point.
Yeah, I'll take my shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, we all want that. All right, let's get to Master of Movies. Caller 18. Hello, Abraham. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
That's directed at me, isn't it? Or am I getting self-conscious? If you know the movie, you'll win. If not, we'll go to Tyler.
Damn it.
Yes.
Hi, Kyle.
Yep. Oh, see. Oh, this Tyler's
you, Tyler.
Taunting you, knowing that you hate Tyler's. Hi, Tyler. Hi, Kyle. I can see you, Kyle. And Greg, you're caller 20.
Yo.
We are looking for a romance film from 1985.
Very romantic.
Hell? By the way, I guess I should give you the hint that the reason we're using this clip is that this movie has a foreigner in it. Since we're playing for a foreigner.
Not helpful.
That should totally give away this 85 romance. Abraham, do you know the name of the movie?
No, I got that.
Okay.
I mean, we didn't even get to hear voices.
Tyler, nope. Do you know?
Teen Wolf.
Okay. I mean, Greg, what about you?
St. Elmo's Fire.
You lose.
Oh, man.
Right
yeah,
here.
I
think that's a Google guess, right?
That's not considered a comedy.
Nor
Saint
did we.
Elmo's Fire?
Well, this wasn't. We didn't say this
oh,
was a comedy.
Oh, you said romantic.
Yeah, and I don't. Was Saint Elmo's Fire kind of a romantic film, wasn't it? I don't know. It was too long
romantic.
Ago.
Romantic.
I don't know. Yeah. I was in high school. I don't remember. Was there romance in that film? This movie stars John Cusack, not the foreigner. Who's the foreigner in this?
The girl he falls in love with.
Is a teen with a peculiar family and a bizarre fixation with his girlfriend Beth, played by Amanda Weiss. She's foreign.
No, so they break up in the movie, and then he hooks up with this foreign exchange student.
Played by...
she's Frenchish.
Diane Franklin.
Frenchish.
Oh, but in the movie, she's a visiting French student.
Yeah.
Got it. The name of the movie, of course. Man. I mean, y'all know by now, is Better Off Dead. Remember that? Yeah.
Big give one. Me like
$2! Monique, this is Ricky. This is Monique, the French foreign exchange student who'll be staying with us.
A foreign. Foreigner.
He has nose spray. He's a big fat guy with glasses.
Oh, so there's also the fat Rob tie-in.
Yes.
Love
yes.
that.
As well.
Brilliant, Kyle.
Three more chances at the foreigner tickets tomorrow morning, 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.